The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Topaz by Lucy Gannon.
There's a riot!
The bottle of Tel El Kabir!
The police are going to close us down if you don't shift yourself!
Father, come away, please, if you get arrested!
Ye sons of Great Britain, come join with me and sing in praise of Sir Garnet Wolseley! Sound drums and trumpets cheerfully, for he has acted most heroically!
From Hobbit my life!
Why do you do these recitations over and over, Feather? You know how they always end.
Do you have the takings?
Aye, 5 shillings.
Then there's your answer.
Can you not just take your place back in the mill? You'd earn more than 5 shillings every day.
The clattery, rattly mill, where the air is never still, but thick like fog with flax to give us chest attacks.
Oh, Dad!
Anyway, there isn't the work there was. Man is replaced by machine.
Not everywhere. There's still jobs to be had. Looms waiting for skilled hands.
For as long as I can remember, looms waiting. Even in my cot as a child, through the night, I could hear them. They were in my ears when I woke of a morning. Every morning. I never knew I heard it till your grandfather took me up to Achterhoost, tacking a loom to a crofter. I slept well that night, belly full of stew and dumplings, rare treat. But it was fearful. When I woke, see, I thought I'd been struck. I thought I had the dropsy. For on the morning of that fine day, up there in the hills, I woke and I could hear nothing. I was terrible afraid. Nothing. Like standing on the edge of a cliff.
You've told me this.
And I'm telling you again. The sound of the loom was all I knew for my life.
You were born to it.
I was born to it. My father worked at it. Our rooms were against the mill wall, and now, nothing.
Can we walk on, Father? When the circus turns out, we'll be fair game. Let's get home.
Ah. As we breakfasted that morning up there on the hills, there was a sound I'd never heard before. A breathing from the earth. My father said it was the wind, but there was nae wind.
I know, Father. It was silence.
But one day, as a grown man, a father and a husband, I sat in our clattery back room here in Dundee, and I remembered that blessed silence. How the earth breathed and the air moved, and I think maybe, I went into a reverie. A blessed fit of the senses. I've been accused of this before.
Inflammation of the brain.
Catching fire. Inflammation.
Is that no conflagration?
And in that moment, my life was changed. The word came to me like it was spoken. Right. Right. Just that word. 3 times. Or more. Nae mair. Right. I never again picked up a shuttle. Never so much as walked into a mill nor placed my foot on a treadle. I was reborn. Your faithful servant and poet. And I've been so this last 8 years, earning an honest shilling all over Scotland and beyond, all over the world and many other places. They have mobbed me, lauded me, have claimed me, applauded until my ears rang, stamped their feet and cheered me, given me money, titles, best lamb. Their work-scarred hands have thrown their hard-earned money at my feet.
And at your heat.
Help!
Mother, my home.
With fair poor shillings to make you smile, to feed my family for a while.
The stove's gone out again. That coal you got, such a bargain, all stone and flint. What have you done to your head?
I've done nothing. But the Turnip family has a lot to answer for. Never mind, though, 5 shillings.
Billy, see if you can get it lit, will you? Have you a black eye?
I think I'll have to. They put my nose.
What the hell did he do this time?
Did you not hear me? 5 shillings.
Oh, he took his turn at the circus.
Oh.
Is a fistful of the Queen's good money of no interest to you?
5 shillings? We have 2 weeks' rent due and your last court fee to find. We have no bread and no milk and no tea. If you didn't get back to work, I will swing for you, my lad.
My wife, my loyal, uncomplaining and unswerving spouse. I'll hold another concert.
The sheriff's banned you.
The last one cost more than it brought in.
The hall was unsuitable.
Oh. Hey there, the sheriff's banned you hiding in the hall.
The hire was 5 shillings for the night and you took 3 shillings and 8 pence at the door.
You can't keep breaking the sheriff's ruling.
Had your wish. Enough. I will publish another book of my poems. More gems from the pen of the...
We have 20 copies of the last one unsold. Oh, William, you won't be happy until they have you in the jail and me in the grave.
There's no grave would hold a harridan like you.
And your own son's employment ended.
Billy? Why would his employment end? Billy?
No reason. The fire's catching mice, ma.
Because he has a father, the butt and scorn of the city. Because you are always in the centre of a riot. Because he is always rescuing you from the hooligans.
So he should. He's a constable. And I'm going about my legal business, fulfilling my divine...
Oh, there he goes, singing the same old song. Do not tell me the woman who sleeps at your stinking side and knows you better than you do yourself that God spoke to you one summer's day.
He did. Or if it was not he, then it was someone who sounded very like him.
Liar! You hated the loom, the mill. You were forever telling me how hateful it was, how you would give anything to escape it, to go to your bloody hills and your bloody heather and the singing bloody larks rising in the sky blue bloody sky. Well, you gave something right enough, your dignity as a man.
Was there dignity in the slavery of the mill?
More than you'll get flouncing your cell up with a bonnet one week and a feather the next and a kilt too big one day and a kilt too small the next and anything, any old thing to prance about before a crowd and get a laugh. You've told the God's voice story so many times, you've come to believe it. You play the clown because it's better than honest work at the mill. And if they call you a fool, you'll cheer. And if they flock to hear you, to mob you and jeer you, you'll cheer again.
I'm going out.
Where to this time? To converse with a poet laureate? No, don't tell me. I know, you're a war to see the Queen, are you not?
And if I am?
Oh, away. Away, William McGonagall, great Pan Jandrum fool, great white elephant of Burma.
And to your majesty, my dearest love.
You've no had another letter frae the Queen, Willie.
Evening, not today.
Feather.
Never mind. I hear she's in Balmoral. She'll likely call in for her tea on the way back to England, eh?
Balmoral? Ah, is she then? Well, well.
Mother's got the broth on. Come away in for your tea.
Tell your mother I have better tea to take than hers.
Where are you going?
I'll be back, covered in glory.
Feather, where this time?
Nowhere need worry you.
It's what he said, isn't it? Balmoral?
A wee jaunt, no more. I will take her letter to me by way of introduction.
Oh, it's no for the Queen. Can you not see? It's another mockery. The lad's doing the broth.
Well, well, we'll soon see, won't we? If the landlord wants his rent, tell him I'm on royal duties.
She won't see you. Just like Lord Alfred Tennyson wouldn't see you. And Henry Irvine.
A few days, Billy. Go on in. Look after your mother. Go on, go on. Good lad. In you go.
Call the bairn, son. I'll put your father's on the side.
He's gone, ma.
Oh, dear God. What's he up to now?
He's off to see the Queen.
What?
The Queen, ma.
My God. Get after him. Get after him, Billy.
I'm on duty again tomorrow.
No, bring him back. Get after him and bring him back.
How? There's no stopping him, is there?
Well, tell him there's a telegram come to London.
Lie to him.
Everyone else does. He likes it. He'll come scurrying back.
I won't lie.
Here, your coat. Take it. Go on. Go on, get after him. If he gets another fever... Get after him!
It's dark, Feyre. Come home.
You'll no get to the Highlands tonight.
I'll tuck down in a barn.
What barn? This isn't a story for Walter Scott. This is real life.
And life is what we make of it.
There's no barns for miles. And you'll have no town lights.
Then I'll walk by the light of the moon.
Fall in a ditch, lie there till morning and catch your death. Oh,
I thought my firstborn would be a dreamer, a sage, a romancer.
And here he is, a constable. Da, come home.
Have I made you the man you are? Not that that's a bad thing, I'm no saying. It's just, is it me that's made you all before your time?
No, da. Come home, please.
Ah, well. Maybe I will.
Good.
I need to take one of my books for Her Majesty anyway. And I could do with a clean shirt.
Oh, Feyre!
You're a dutiful and good son, Billy. And I'll have a good night's sleep in my own bed and set off at dawn.
What is it?
Shh! Nothing. The privy. Go back to sleep. And you'll tack the low road, and I'll be in Balmoral afore ye. For me and my sovereign are going to meet again and again and again, again and again and again in the morrow. I'll tack the high road, and you'll tack the low road, and I'll be in Balmoral afore ye. Oh, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Hail, fellow travellers.
What business have you round here?
None at all. Just walking through on Her Majesty's good highway on my
strange
way to...
Strange way of walking, on your arse.
Aye, a small respite after many hours of brave progress. Shelter by this tree and wait till the rain abates, I thought.
What's in the poke?
This? Nothing?
In case I look.
No, I carry.
Look at the kilt, Dougie. Look at the clown.
I said, gears the poke.
It's a book. A few books, that's all. They are my gems. Please, please don't harm them.
Jeez, dung. Here.
It's my piece.
And like you said, books.
Bloody books. You a minister?
I'm a poet.
Aye, very funny. Your cash.
You got money, you old bastard. Where is it?
I have none. I'm on my way to...
Get away from him!
Bugger off. Mind your own.
Billy!
Get away from him!
You're going to make us...
If I have to,
aye.
I must warn you, I'm a constable.
Aye, and I'm the procurator fiscal.
They've took my books, son.
I'll give you the county three and then you're arrested.
Both of us? And how are you going to do that?
Aye.
I'll go for the ugliest and the stupidest. Spoilt for choice. One.
Your goose is cooked, boys. My son is the finest in the Dundee constabulary.
Two.
What do you think the sheriff would give you for beating an old man?
Run for it, Dunk. All right, Feyre.
I am not an old man.
No need to thank me.
Ah, your mother's bacon is good. And the rain stopped. That's a blessing.
You're chilled to the bone.
A brisk walk and I'll be fine.
Feyre. You're peely-wally. Lazarus fresh for the tomb. Ma says you'll be ill again. And she's right.
A woman's place... Firmly in the right.
Come home.
With my tail between my legs, I will not.
The Queen will no see you.
She will. And if she doesn't, then I will leave her my books. My little gems. Oh, my books.
They're here. A few splashes on this one, but the others are as good as new. I could pay for one to be sent to Balmoral. You don't have to go all that way.
A pilgrimage.
Ugh.
Anyway, have you not got your duty to get to?
I heard you creeping out, so I went to the sergeant and pleaded for a few days' leave.
On what grounds?
Pleurisy.
You haven't got pleurisy.
You.
And I haven't got it.
Only a matter of time.
I'm not coming home, boy. Thank you for sharing your food, but I must be on my way.
Ah, well, if you must.
Give your father your hand and wish me well.
I'm coming with you.
You are not.
I'm coming with you.
I say you are not, Billy. And you're listening to me?
See, the sun's coming out. We should be a good few miles before dark.
Do you not fear your father anymore?
I fear my mother more.
I'll walk on and I'll pay you no heed. I will neither speak to you nor look at you.
That's good enough for me. No poetry. Thank God for small mercies.
The brook doth babble merrily, and it does my heart much good to see the tumbling water on the stones.
As I rest my weary bones.
You were not born with the muse, nor has it come to meet you.
Ah,
see, a cottage. Look, beyond the trees there. Come on. The Ned Duke be glad of our company.
You can't bang on the door and just demand...
Hello? Hello?
Who is it?
Two weary travellers, sir. Glad of your comforting lamplight and finding it a beauteous sight.
Who are you?
William Topaz McGonagall at your service. And this is Billy.
The inn is 2 miles on.
And our feet are worn out.
Ah, well.
I'll dispatch young Billy for our tea. We will not rob you of your food.
What is it you want, then?
Simply a warm by the fire. On this dreich night, I am a poet.
Maybe we should just press on the 2 miles.
No. Come you in.
And the village for our supper?
No more than 20 minutes' walk over the brae.
On you go, Billy. Eh? Shoo now. Shoo, go on, shoo.
You'd best come in.
Aye.
This is my wife, Margaret.
Ah, good evening. And thank you for your welcome.
We have no dinner to feed you.
He sent his servant to the village to find their supper.
My son.
I thought...
No. I'm a poor poet. I have no servant other than my verse, which keeps me from starving or worse.
And what would that be?
What would... What?
What would be worse than starving?
Poetic license. No servant other than my own verse, which keeps me from starving or worse.
How does it do that? Move your boots from the hearth, you're dripping on the kindling.
I beg your pardon. I'm paid for my poems, see? And this keeps the wolf in the door.
There must be guys stupid down in Dundee to feed a man for rhymes.
Oh, I do so much more, I declaim. I am a thespian. I strike a pose and give off my Lear or my Hamlet or my...
You can sleep in the stable, you'll need to shift the coo.
Oh, no, we'd be happy enough lying here on the floor by your fire.
I'm sure you would. And creeping away in the night with my larder down your trousers. Your bed will be hay and glad of it.
Aye, glad indeed. Aye. We slept well enough, though, eh?
Well enough.
The sweet smell of the beast, which is a feast, and did us no harm in that warm barn. Was a blessing indeed, but now we are freed.
In the dreich and soaking rain... As it gurgles the nidri.
Oh, you're a glass half-full person, Billy. That's your problem.
No, my problem is a father who takes himself off to the Highlands in all weathers, with no warning, sending my poor mother half-mad with worry.
She takes too much on herself. I am the breadwinner and the head of the household.
You're limping.
No, nothing. It's just a bluster.
We're barely 12 miles from home. And you're half crippled already.
Glass half full. I have a wee blister.
Look at the state of us. Wet, cold, bruised, tired, limping.
It takes more than a wee blister to keep me from a sovereign. And see, the sky is growing lighter. Patch of blue. Come on. Deep breath. Step out. God save our gracious queen. Long live our noble king. On the spittle of Glen Shee, which is most dismal for to see.
Take my arm.
Where thousands of sheep there together doth roam. Oh, here. Let me sit a minute on this rock.
We have a few drops of tea left. You're exhausted and you're no well. I think you have a fever.
Oh, nonsense. Give us that tea. Oh, now, Mm. Oh, that's good. Where was I? Oh. 'Tis enough to make a traveller weep, the loneliness thereof, and the bleating of the sheep.
Why, Father? Why do you insist on the poetry, on the acting and all the nonsense? Would life no be easier without it? Happier?
I have no choice.
But you do. You didn't have to go back to the loom, Dad. You could find some other living.
One day you will be proud of me.
If you give it all up, aye?
Ah, no artist is recognised in his own country. And maybe not in his own time. But does he let that stop him? If he did, for all of history, we'd have no art, no paintings, no Shakespeare.
Shakespeare was a great man in his own time. He had theatres, crowds, royalty.
Well, not him then. We would have no, Have you heard of Johann Sebastian Bach? Well, we would not have had him if he had turned instead to making bread or hammering and nails. And Keats, you've heard of Keats?
No.
Have you heard of anyone?
I've heard of a woman weighed down by poverty and children with a husband who refuses to earn a wage to keep them.
Keats was a great poet. English, but he could do nothing about that. He died unknown. Only in these last few years have people turned to his works.
And your poems are like his?
Oh, his are, well, I would say a little simple. He was an uncomplicated soul. His work does not have the breadth and the depth of mine.
Is any man your maester?
What?
What of Mrs. Keats? How did she fare? My mother looks 20 years older than she should.
She's a grand wee woman.
Better than you know. You're no right in the head. You're away with the fairies and it's getting worse.
Mind your tongue, boy. You go too far.
How much money have you thrown away just in the last year? There was a journey to London. There were the boat for Aberdeen. The lodgings.
I do not want to strike you, boy.
Strutting on the stage in London.
They wouldn't have let me on the stage. And I brought money home.
2 shillings? After 3 weeks? And a year before, New York. You still owe your fare home. And now this, bal bloody moral.
A warning, you will watch your tongue, boy.
I am a man, a policeman, a man who puts money in his mother's hand every week, a man who feeds his family. Marry a man and you will ever be. And how the hell do I be a man with a feather like you on my back, a monkey, forever taunting and posturing? That is the last time you will ever lay a finger on me, old man.
You think so?
If I see your hand raised to me again, I will fell you before the blow is landed. And I will kick your sorry poetic head in as you lie in your precious barren pasture.
Aye, go on. Go on. Scurry off. I am your father.
Nae feather to me.
You will show me respect.
I have nae feather. I'm sick of the shame of him. The lunatic antics. Of nae feather from this day on, your deed to me, and I to you.
My own dear son. Gone. Hello! Hello, my man!
Down.
Oh, don't mind me, Doug. I like a Doug. Good honest souls. Oh, let me catch my breath.
Are you lost?
No. I know where I am. Never fear that. The Spittle of Glen Shee, a sight so fair to see.
Aye, you'll have come through there.
Oh, already? Oh, I'm making good time then. This must be Cluny Water up ahead.
Geldy Burn?
No, it'll be Cluny Water.
Where are you going?
Balmoral Castle, good shepherd.
Fee.
Dundee.
You've missed your way.
There was no way to miss. The military road, straight and clear. One direction, and I did tread it, as I read it, true.
Aye, well, you tread it straight to Geldy Burn, and that's knowing the way to the castle for Dundee.
But I've been walking all day. How far is it now?
The castle, far enough.
Dove, him.
Wait! Shepherd, in what direction?
You must make up your own mind, sir. You know so much more than me. Best make it up sharp, though. Night's on its way and you'll look at warm and cosy and that... What is it?
My plaid.
Is it then? Well, well. It's my own tartan, designed and woven by me. And you'll only have yourself to blame.
No, where are you? Where shall I? I've never heard of Geldyburn.
And Geldyburn has never heard of you?
Oh, you may well have. I am... Will you not just pause for a moment? I am a famous man of great... My shoe has split. I took a stumble. My ankle. Oh, dear God. Will you not wait? Huh?
John?
Stiggy, Dove. There's a dead lamb in the bothy, needs butchering.
When I've done this?
Have we supper enough?
Oh, when do I leave you hungry?
Never. But we have company the night. Oof. A clown. Dare say the rest of the circus will follow.
What is he?
Hobland in the break. He'll be here by the morning. Or deed.
Is he English?
Dundee, a wee bochel.
I'll take the meat for the broth for us then. He can take what's left.
Dinna fush yourself. You've plenty of time.
Oh, dear God, I can't see a thing. Hello? Is anyone there? Ah, Dove. Is that you? Ah, come here. Come here, let me get a hold of you. Ah, come here, Dove. Here, girl. Come on, good girl. Here. Show me where to... I see. Ah, good girl, Dove. Good girl. Lead me on.
Well, I go.
Aye. Let the fool in.
I've got nothing better to do.
Oh! Ah, you sent the dog for me. That was kind. So remote. So lonely. I thought I was lost at one moment. And I know you would say that I am, but... Oh, thank God for this warm bothy and the fire.
A bothy, is it? And here's us thinking it a hoose.
Button pen. Mm-hmm. Croft.
I'm no crofter. I'm in the pay of Her Majesty.
Her? You are in the pay of Her Majesty?
And the dog that led you home belongs to her.
Dove is a royal dog. A noble hound.
A collie.
You are her shepherd. Dove is her dog. And I am her poet. Serving the gracious queen, did she but know it.
My God, I know you. We know I'm John. Last year at the games.
The gathering, I was there, giving of my lear.
See, I thought there was something.
You made us scream wi' laughing. I was fair ill wi' it.
A rout, man, a riot.
My, that was a good night.
Did you not get took by the police? Oh.
Don't stand there, then. You're drooking. Come by the fire and dry your clothes and take off your shoon. John, will you mend them?
Can he no mend them himself?
Dove is royal, and you are a castle servant. And I'm almost clasping the hand of Her Majesty. Has she been here, at this humble hearth?
Aye. She sits where you are sitting anew, staring in the fire, smoking a pipe with a wee dram every Friday night and hug my knee.
Whisht. He's a cravat old misery, my man. You sit yourself here and warm your bones. You'll be wanting broth, I've no doubt. And I have cheese and a bannock.
I had no cheese.
I was saving it for your piece tomorrow.
And now you'll hand it out to this blithering fool.
He's harmless. And he's good for a laugh, so you know. You like it, that drama he recited? The one with the skull and that?
Oh, To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of... I never thought that to be his finest attempt at language.
Thank you, good wifey, for all your kindness. The blankets and sheets were white and clean and most beautiful to be seen, and I'm sure would have pleased Lord Aberdeen.
You're welcome.
I must pay you for your kindness.
At last, I was beginning to wonder.
Here. Take two.
What?
Take two. One each. Or you could maybe give the second as a prize at the village school.
What the hell?
Sixpence a copy, but to you, gratis.
Will you hold your wheesht, woman? What the hell do we want with your poems?
A man does not live by bread alone.
But the old crust doesn't hurt.
Farewell, dear friends. I will look for you on my return.
I know as hard as we'll be looking for you have need do about that.
I bid you fair weather. I wish you well.
I fear another poem.
Nil.
As I stride away and up the fell.
Oh, God, my sight. Oh, I'm dying, Joan, I'm dying.
25 miles. I will be there by nightfall.
So you will. God help her majesty, says I.
Look at him, husband. Look at the wee crooked mutt.
He wove that plaid himself. Oh, gie's a kiss, bony lass. It's all lang since ye were so bony and say full of life.
I won't, mother. I will not.
Your ain feather. Maybe dying on some hillside.
No chance. He'll have found some fool to take him in like he always does.
Get back out there and find him.
No. I have nae feather.
And who am I then? The Blessed Virgin? You've had a warm night by your ain fire. Where's he been?
He'll no have suffered. There's always some fool to pick him up, feed him, give him his fair hame. It's the only thing he's any good at, begging. He's dead to me. By God, I am to be struck by him and then by you.
He is your feather, the head of this house.
And I am the whipping boy and the breadwinner and the hefter of wood and the scapegoat. You have no right to strike me, mother.
No, I have nae. You're a good son.
You've married a fool and I have one for a feather. How can we mend that?
If he gets to the castle, son, what will he do? I've lain awake all night worrying. What will he do?
They won't let him in.
They'll have him in the lunatic wards. You know it. God, the Queen. He's going to try to see the Queen. I can't bear... One last thing, Billy. Please, just this one last thing, and I will never again ask you to do anything for him or for me.
Ma...
I promise... One last thing. Bring him home, and then you're free. Free to marry, find your own rooms, have your own bairns. Please.
Beautiful Balmoral Castle. Most handsome to be seen. Highland home of the Empress of India, Great Britain's Queen.
Where do you think you're going? What's your business and who's your name?
Good day, sir. I am the poet William Topaz McGonagall, come to give an entertainment to Her Majesty. I am, as they might say, here by royal appointment.
You have an appointment?
Who are you, anyway?
The constable who keeps the gate.
Then, my good man, let me through, and I will be sure to tell Her Royal Majesty that you have done your duty well this day.
You have no appointment. You have no carriage. You have no business here.
I have a letter in her own fair hand.
I'll see it then.
You will see that Her Majesty has extended me the courtesy of both reading and appreciating my work, and now I would perform for her from both my own great fund of works and from those of Shakespeare.
It's no the Queen's signature.
Yes, it is.
And it's no the royal seal.
Yes, it is. I am the poet royal.
You are not.
I am so. Here, see for yourself. A book of my poetry, and on the front,
Go on, read it.
Poet to Her Majesty. Poet to Her Majesty. There in black and white. Shameless.
So I am. Not shameless, poet.
The poet laureate is one Lord Alfred Tennyson.
Alfred Lord Tennyson?
And you'd know, would you?
We correspond.
Right then. Let's hear some of your poems, boy. We'll see if you're a poet or no.
I would not lower myself like a common beggar in the open air.
Then you mun be on your way, my lord. If you're not out of my sight in 2 minutes, I will have you up before the sheriff in the morning.
The flag is flying. Her Majesty is in residence. What harm could I do?
You could make an attempt on her life. In fact, son, I think that is why you are here.
No!
Yes. Now I come to think of it, you have the look of a Frenchie.
I am a Dundee man, from Irish parents.
A Fenian, even worse. Here, where's my whistle? I'll set the castle guard on you.
Oh, there's no need for that. I'm a war. Look, I'm going. There's one charming spot, most magnificent to be seen. 'Tis Balmoral Castle, the Highland home of our Queen. The surrounding scenery is enchanting to see, while nearby rolls past the lovely River Dee. Aye, William. Aye. Therefore, ye lovers of the picturesque, away and see beautiful Balmoral Castle and its grand scenery, and the sight will fill your hearts with glee. Hello? Hello? Here?
Mom,
hello?
It's a stranger.
So it is. Why so flustered, Emily?
The men, Mom. They're away up the road.
Shh, look, he's waving. He's friendly.
Oh, Mum, should I run for help?
Sit down, pour the tea, and find another cup in case this gentleman is thirsty.
Ladies, what a sight to see, and what a sound. The merry trill of laughter as it echoes all around.
Good afternoon, Mr...
McGonagall. You have the honour of addressing the poet, William Topaz McGonagall.
And you have the honour...
Emily, give Mr. McGonagall some tea. He looks very thirsty.
Oh, I am indeed. I've been threatened and set upon by the constable at the castle.
Oh,
shh now.
Opinion, he called me, and a Frenchman.
Oh, I must run and get him.
Sit down and be still, Emily. The gentleman is obviously neither.
Indeed I'm not. A truer Scotsman has never been, serving Scotland, Empire, or our good Queen. Fenian and French.
Which did you object to most?
Both as bad as each other. Ah, oh, tea. Thank you. Well, this is very... Is it your afternoon of freedom from servitude, is it?
Yes, it is, our afternoon of the, as you say. And you are a local man?
Indeed not. I hail from Dundee. I have whacked the last 3 days to be here.
Through the terrible weather?
Oh, who would not for a blether, we Her Majesty?
You've come all this way to talk to the Queen.
Oh, aye, and I would walk it 1,000 times for just one word.
And what would that one word be?
So many to choose from.
I thought there might be.
I have written many a poem in her honour.
Oh.
There is one commemorating the dreadful attack upon her gracious person all those years back.
Many people would wish only to forget that.
Then they would be wrong, good women, wrong. For how will we protect that dear good lady if we once forget? For 1 minute, the evil out there that would do for her. MacLean, he tried to shoot her, but it was all in vain. For God, he turned the ball aside. MacLean aimed at her head, and he felt very angry because he didn't shoot her dead.
Well done. Well done.
And there are others.
Mr. McGonagall, do have some cake.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And, you ladies, you from the castle?
We are. Emily is a maid and I'm a governess.
Oh, you have both seen Her Majesty. I believe she's very serene.
Yes, possibly.
And kind-hearted.
I hope so.
I know so. Long may she be spared to roam upon the bonny Highland floral, and spend many a happy day in the palace of Balmoral, because she is very kind to the old women there, and allows them bread, tea, and sugar, and each one get a share.
Have you written poetry all your life?
Oh, I was well into my half century when the gift rained down like manna, free.
Oh, forgive me. Does poetry put bread on the table?
Crumbs. Crumbs on the table and stones in the hearth.
Oh.
And do you see Her Majesty every day?
I do.
And her dear children, of course, the wee angels.
Mm-hmm.
So I am speaking to a woman who has spoken to the Queen.
I'm afraid it's a long, hard journey just for that.
Oh, no. It's an honour to be so close. Tell me about her. Let me take away some small... Does she smile?
Sometimes she laughs.
But in mourning still?
Until she dies.
Ah, the waste of two lives then, and not just one.
You think it a waste?
She knows better than I, for God has placed her in authority, and her wisdom is greater than that of, well, even a poet.
She loved her husband very deeply.
And he her? How could he not?
It always seemed so. You have a wife?
Ah, the best wee wifey any man could have. She has borne me 5 bairns, and she takes in the washing, and she scrubs the steps of other women, and never raises her voice to me in protest.
A good, dutiful woman, then.
Ah, and if she frets about the rent or the shoes for the weans, well, 'tis only a woman's way, is it not? I must be about my father's business.
Those the words of Christ in the temple?
They are. It's well seeing you're a governess.
Forgive me, but you hold yourself in high esteem, Mr. McGonagall.
Not me. My gift.
Ah.
I am but a servant of the poetry that floods down to me from on high.
And others like your work?
I am a prophet, unrecognized in my own land. Even my own son. I have made myself a fool for my muse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, but there are some things in my life. Have you ever heard of the Holy Order of the White Elephant of Burma?
I have.
You have?
Mm.
No one else has. And it is my title.
Oh.
I was sent a letter.
King Thibaut, I believe.
Yes. Yes. King Thibaut, how did you know?
I am governess to the royal children.
Of course, of course. Well, the Holy Order of the White...
The White Elephant of Burma.
Aha. I am, apparently, the holder of this honour.
I see.
Although, I have sometimes wondered if maybe...
Maybe...
Ah, boys are full of mischief, and men are boys until the day they die. I wonder if sometimes it is...
A joke?
Ah, but never mind.
Do people play jokes on you?
All the time. Oh, they mean no harm, I'm sure. I mean, I was once summoned to London to meet with an Irish dramatist. And when I got there, it was all a trick.
Oh.
He hadn't sent for me at all. And Sir Henry Irving. I went to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfred, Lord Tennyson.
Oh, not him too.
Aye. Well, sometimes I think I hear people laughing, but when I turn around, no one.
It must be very lonely.
Aye, that it is. Lonely. Guy lonely. Do you ever think on the words we use? How jeer is sister to cheer. The crowd at the circus or the halls, they shout and stomp their feet, and I hear cheering, and I take my bow, but the world hears jeering. Aye. Guy lonely. Take no heed. You see yon bridge?
The new bridge?
That was built and dreamt by Brunel.
So it was. Have you written a poem for him too?
I havena. Now I come to think of it. I havena. I must see to that.
Yes?
Good afternoon. I'm looking for a man who may have come this way.
And who are you?
I'm his son.
A wee glaikit gout, so high, a kilt and a bonnet and a wee poke with ribbons.
Aye, that's him.
Your favour. You missed him by an hour or more.
He's not gone into the castle.
I'm the bloody constable. Do I look like I'd have let a bampot like that into the Queen's house?
He's no a bampot and I'm a constable too, so mind your tongue.
On you go, son, for a gear scalp. Constable or no constable.
Which way did he go?
You'll no be going for detective then. If he didn't pass you, it might just be he's gone the other way.
Do you think he's all there, ma'am?
Perhaps not. But there's a light in his eyes. And I think maybe the joke is on us as much as it is on him.
Surely he must have some recognition of you.
They expect a crown, Emily, and an orb, and robes, and jewels, and carriages.
Not a kettle and a teapot.
No.
Oh, ma'am, here he comes again.
What has he got now?
Here we are, good ladies. A flower for each of you.
What sort of flower is that?
A yellow one. Just jesting. Goldenrod.
Solidago Vergauria.
Ah.
Oh, it smells.
That will be its scent.
It's a member of the dandelion family.
It will make your room smell like summer.
Oh, cat's... Pardon.
A small token of my gratitude for the drink and the food.
Thank you. It's very kind.
Oh, Mom, there's someone else on the bridge.
So long as it's no the Queen, eh?
I think that's unlikely.
Oh, it's my boy! It's my son! Billy! Billy, over here!
You shouldn't have left her alone.
She tell us to. The pony lost its shoe and she said walk it back and get it done.
And it took two of you.
She tell us to. I mind, she wanted a time just her and Emily.
And any madman passing by on his way to the loon... My God. They're on the bridge. Who's that?
He's walking across to her.
And there's another. See, by God, Her Majesty is taken by robbers.
Have they any weapons?
Let go of the pony. Run, man, run. Hoy, you, turn away here.
Feather, I nearly walked past.
We are armed and we will shoot.
You came after me. This is my boy, Billy. Billy, you have the honour to meet with.
My God, you, I, oh.
This is the governor's fray. What are you doing, cutscene, you fool?
Stand back, I say.
Who the hell is this?
John Brown, my Gillian, good right hand.
Step away from Her Majesty or you will never step again!
Oh! What are you doing here?
No, John, thank you. There is no need.
Get him on the ground, ma'am.
Leave him as he is.
But, ma'am...
This is William Topaz McGonagall, the renowned poet.
What's going on?
And this other lout man. Who's he?
My son!
He's a constable in Dundee, John. No threat to me at all.
Oh! Dear God. Oh, my legs have gone all sugarly. You're near governess at all.
No. I'm sorry.
The Queen herself, boy.
Hi.
Aye, but...
Queen herself, did you know...
No, I didn't. Nice wee pudding of a body, though, eh? A wee bit English, maybe, but... Oh, my God, Billy the Queen!
And you tell her your poems?
I did, I tell her!
What?
I can't remember. We just blethered. Tea and a cake and a laugh, you know.
With the Queen.
Oh, wait till I tell your ma. I can't wait to see her face.
Oh, Dad, just...
What?
Oh, never mind.
Just what?
She wasn't there, Dad. She was at home, fretting for the rent, feeding the bairns, and turning a pot of water and two tatties into soup. Don't be too... Oh, again... Feel yourself.
But this is the start, don't you see? Now I've met her, entertained her. She will be my patron.
She didn't say that.
She said she'd remember me. She said she'd tell her children about me. She said...
Aye, all right, Feather.
By royal appointment, Billy. No one can argue with that now. The good life, my boy. Flowers at my feet, money on the table, new clothes for your ma. Oh, no one can deny me now.
respect the Queen. You cannot lay claim to royal patronage. You are demanding money on false pretenses. If you make any of these claims again, I will send you to prison for a very long time.
You will hear from my own son, a respectable, law-abiding constable.
You were duped, man. You met a maid and she passed herself off as the Queen. And you were fool enough, with hubris enough, to believe her.
I call my son Billy McGonagall.
You do not. You keep your mouth shut and your head bowed while I decide what to do with you.
I call my son.
Oh, for God's sake.
Your God's calling your order, Billy.
Very well. Call his damned son, and you, silence, or we'll clear the court.
Billy!
Shall I take the oath, sir?
Take it as done. We want to get home tonight. Constable, you are aware that your father is touting himself around town as the poet laureate?
I am. I have tried to tell him, sir.
Ah, Billy.
Then you must try harder.
He will not understand, sir.
It's very simple, even for him. She was not the Queen, and he cannot say she was.
She was, sir. She was, sir.
She was what?
She was the Queen.
Your father, this man, took tea with Her Majesty in the grounds of Balmoral by a babbling brook?
No, sir. Oh. By the River Dee. We met Her Majesty, and my father had tea with her.
Are you content to lose your employment in the police?
Not content, no. But if needs be, I have told him that these people here, braying and howling, are too stupid to believe in. I have told him that you have judged the matter before he even stepped into the court. Him that there is precious little reward for speaking the truth, but still he speaks it.
Silence! I will have silence. You met Her Majesty.
We did. But I've told my father that he should keep his mouth shut. You and me know the truth. And she does. Isn't that enough? What do we care what these people think?
He's as good alive as he's dead.
Silence! I'm aware of your difficult position. It cannot be easy to be the policeman's son of such a father. But you do not need to lie for him, or to lose your position for him, or share his shame.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of him. I'm proud to be his son. He made the Queen laugh.
He makes us all laugh.
They spoke of politics and art and history. She didn't want him to go. She offered him a bed in the castle.
A bit.
He holds her his friend and she holds him hers.
Stand down. Stand down. I've heard enough. William McGonagall, will you undertake to speak no more of this alleged meeting with our monarch?
Please, Da. You've said under oath it was true and we know what we know. We need to speak of it no more.
I will have from you a promise, solemnly taken. No more claims in writing or by mouth. None of this nonsense on the front of your books.
You can do that, please, Father.
I'm not afraid of prison for the truth.
For my mother. And the Waynes. And me.
I undertake that I will not again tell the story of how I met Her Majesty and had tea with her and kissed her hand.
You didn't kiss her hand.
No, well, everything else. The cake and the tea.
And you'll no tell that story again in any form?
I won't.
Send them down anyway.
Well, then, we can never speak of it again.
To each other. And at him.
Your ma's forbidden me.
Well, just thee and me, then.
Father and son. And you stood there and owned me.
I did.
And said you were proud of me. And I'm proud of my big, broad Polish son.
Are you? Really?
I've been proud of my Billy since the day he was born. Red hair and all. Hey, what are you doing?
Come on, Da. Up on this wall.
Give us your hand. Twas about 7 o'clock at night, and the wind it blew with all its might.
Shush, you'll hear the whole tune up in arms.
Let them, they can't forbid this as well. And the rain came pouring down, and the dark clouds seemed to frown. Come on, die, you've a better voice than mine.
And the demon of the air seemed to say, I'll blow down the bridge of day. So the train moved slowly along the bridge of day until it was about midway. Then the central girders with a crash gave way, and down went the train and passengers into the tay. The storm fiend did loudly bray, because 90 lives had been taken away on the last Sabbath day of 1879, which will be remembered for a very long time.
Give us a kiss, my lovely boy.
In Topaz by Lucy Gannon, William McGonagall was played by Brian Cox, Billy by Sandy Grierson, Jean, Maureen Beattie, Queen Victoria, Niamh Cusack, Ellen, Colette O'Neill, the Shepherd, Andrew Neil, the Gatekeeper, Stuart Macquarie, the Crofter, Sean Murray, Dougie, Ali Craig, and the Maid by Amaka Okafor. Other parts were played by the cast. Topaz was a BBC Scotland production directed by Bruce Young.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.